Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Kathleen O, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, June 22nd, 2020, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 153, the fourth paragraph that begins with, "So our fellow worker," and we'll be reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are Martha M., who will be reading the 12 steps, Terry S., reading the 12 traditions, and the readers of our text are K.P., Brandy M., and Don B. The share ID for Sunday, June 21st, the special edition, is 14,845. And this morning's Monday, June 22nd, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, share ID is 14,848. That's 1484. Our newcomer greeter for today is Janice P.M., and Don B. will be making the announcements. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And Martha M., would you please read the 12 steps?
Good morning, Kathleen. This is Martha M., anorexic, bulimic, and compulsive overeater from Connecticut. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Martha M. And Terry S., would you read the 12 traditions, please?
Good morning. This is Terry S., recovered food addict in Oregon. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Terry S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 163. The fourth paragraph that begins with, so our fellow worker. We're going to be reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. And KP, if you could get us started, please. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is KP. I'm a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater from Malden, South Carolina. So our fellow worker will soon have friends galore. Some of them may sink and perhaps never get up, but if our experience is a criterion, more than half of those approached will become fellows of Alcoholic Anonymous. When a few men in this city have found themselves and have discovered the joy of helping others to face life again, there will be no stopping until everyone in that town has had an opportunity to recover, if he can and will. What a beautiful paragraph. Some may sink and perhaps never get up. That's very sad, but I've learned from experience that I can't make somebody do this. They have to be ready. They have to be desperate, just like I was. Or they just won't surrender, is what I think it is. If they're not desperate, they're not surrendered and not ready to surrender. But the last part of this is absolutely joyous, where it says that there will be no stopping until everyone in that town has had his opportunity to recover. That is absolutely amazing and wonderful. This is here. If you want it, I don't care who you are. I don't care what your eating problem is. It may be compulsive overeating and gaining a lot of weight. It could be exercise. It could be anorexic bulimia. There are all kinds of eating disorders. It just doesn't matter. This will work for any of them. But the last line, if he can and will. A person has to be ready, and I just pray for the ones who need it to be ready, and I will pass.
Thank you, Kay, for getting us started. Okay, so although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So we're on page 163, the fourth paragraph. So our fellow worker, and who would like to share on that paragraph who hasn't shared in the last 3 days?
Cynthia C.
Brandy
Becky,
M.
Was it Brandy M?
Claire E from UK.
Say your name one more time, please. From the UK. Okay, we'll get it later. Anyone else?
Terry H.
Terry H.
It's Claire E from the UK.
Claire E. Thanks, Claire. I can take a couple more names.
You got Cynthia C, right?
No, I did not. Thanks, Cynthia.
Maria. Mary
G. Maria, what's the initial of your last name?
Oh, R. As in Robert. Maria R.
Okay, and I got you too, Mary. Okay. So here's who I have. I have Becky F. C., Brandy M., Claire E., Terry H., Cynthia C., Maria R., and Mary G. So go ahead, Becky. Are you there, Becky? Star one to unmute. Maybe I didn't hear it, Becky. So somebody's unmuted, but I guess it's not Becky. Maybe I didn't hear that correctly. So Brandy M., are you ready?
Okay, hi, Kathleen. I'm sorry. Having some troubles unmuting. It's Brandy M.
Okay, go ahead, Brandy. Thank you. Beginning to think everybody bailed on me. Okay, go ahead. Thanks.
I'm Brandy M., recovered compulsive overeater, food addict. I like this paragraph. Having discovered the joy of helping others to face life again, I know for myself, like, I did not want to face life. And the people that I experience in my journey of sponsorship is that, you know, a lot of them aren't wanting to face life right now. And I can relate to that. And I get that because that was me. And it's so, you know, especially while, you know, I'm home for this pandemic, I need to look at how am I helping others? Am I, you know, what am I doing to, you know, carry the message of recovery to help people, you know, come to this spiritual experience? And, you know, there's things I've done. I've started a meeting focused on the Big Book. I've led a Big Book study. I have, you know, when people call, I pick up my phone. And, you know, that's one thing that in relapse, as well as in recovery a lot of the time, well, half-assed recovery, I wouldn't answer my phone. I would see that people are calling in from OA, and I'd be like, I don't want to talk to them, or I don't want to do this right now, you know. And so today it's like I need to show up differently. I need to show up for my fellows and be that voice on the end of the line when people, you know, want to hear the message. And so those are the things that, you know, I just have to keep in the back of my mind. And, you know, I like that everyone in this town has had his opportunity to recover if he can and will. You know, I used to think that I was terminally unique, that I couldn't get this, that there was no way that I was going to be able to recover. And, you know, you guys just had something that I didn't. And, you know, today that's no longer my story. And so anyone struggling, you know, I struggled for years and years and years. And, you know, anyone struggling, there is an opportunity for you to recover. And, you know, for me, it came to the point of that gift of desperation. And, you know, I was, it went from me questioning everything somebody told me to, yes, ma'am, I will do that. I will do anything you tell me to do. And, you know, when I get questioned a lot by sponsees, I'm like, you know what, maybe you're just not ready. Maybe, you know, maybe you need more experience in the food. And because I needed to go back and back and back before, you know, it hit where I was like, oh man, I can't do this anymore. Like, tell me what to do. I'll do it. If somebody told me to eat shit, I would have done it because I was so done with this disease and it was killing me. And so with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy M. Okay, Claire E., you are up next, followed by Terry H.
Hi there, my name's Clary. I'm from the UK. Good morning to you guys over there. Yeah, this is a great paragraph, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? I guess what I wanted to comment on is the word that really stuck out to me was opportunity on page 164. And that's what it felt like for me. I remember when I had a phone call from someone who was clearly recovered and had a solution to my problem. And it was on the back of a binge. I'd binged on the way home from work. I'd stopped in a field to throw up. And I got back home feeling very jittery, very low, very desperate. And this woman, it was real serendipity. It was a real God moment, rang me and shared with me. And I felt like she was extending to me an opportunity and she offered to sponsor me. And that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like an opportunity. It felt like a chance. It felt like space. It felt like time. It felt like I was... That sort of flimsy reed was being offered my way, a hand was being offered my way. But I think she even said that, I'm going to throw you a lifeline. And that's what it felt like for me. And like the last speaker was saying, I would have done anything. I didn't care what food plan she wanted me to follow. I didn't care what she wanted me to do. I just wanted what she had. And you know, that was what the desperation that sort of led me to do as I was told, really. And thank God, because, you know, then it goes back to going back to when a few men in the city have found themselves and have discovered the joy of helping others. So first I had to find myself, and I had to do that through going through the steps as outlined in the big book. And once I'd done that, I had something that I could transmit. I couldn't transmit what I hadn't got. And I tried that in OA. I sponsored people when I wasn't really abstinent myself. I hadn't really ever done the steps myself. And it wasn't joyful helping others. I used to dread phone calls from other people. I used to feel completely responsible for trying to talk them out of eating and for trying to be their sort of life coach and sort of counselling that we had to do. I felt I had to fix other people. And that's not how it feels now. This feels like it is an absolute joy because what I'm trying to transmit is my experience of the steps. And that's what we do. When I speak, when I work with my sponsees, we read the book. We talk about recovery. We talk about step 10s. We talk about their step 11s. We talk about step 12s. We focus on the solution. And it is an absolute joy. And I always come off the phone feeling better than I did when I got on it. I don't suppose for a second in OA we can claim that more than half of those we speak to become fellows. But you know, there is that thing that there is, you know, I'm in a very small town in the UK. There's certainly plenty of work to be done in this particular area. And I'm sure that there's an endless opportunity to carry the message to newcomers if I have the will to do that. And I need the will to do that because that's what keeps me well. Really good to be on the line today. Thank you for the opportunity to share. I'll pass.
Thank you, Claire E. And Terry, before I take you, Becky, are you there? Becky FC? I'm pretty sure I heard a Becky FC. Okay. Maybe not. All righty. So go ahead, Terry, and you'll be followed by Cynthia C. Terry H, star one to unmute. Okay. My dream's coming true, Mo. Cynthia C, are you there? Can you press star one to unmute and share, Cynthia?
This is Cynthia C. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Go ahead, Cynthia. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, moderator, for your service. Thank you for everybody who makes this meeting happen today and every day. I'm incredibly grateful to be on the line today. I often can't make this meeting, but I do find it a special one, so I'm glad I can get on at 10 o'clock. I apologize for the dog growling next to me. We're babysitting a friend's dog, and shoot, sorry. I'll try to step away from her. She's growling at the UPS guy. There's so much. I'm always amazed in these paragraphs how much stands out. I actually will sit upstairs so I don't fear her. So how much stands out in these paragraphs? And so there's so much here for me. you know, our fellow worker will have soon have friends galore. There are so many people I can pick up the phone and call today, you know, people who have more recovery than me, people who, you know, are newcomers, people who are struggling. You know, if I wanted to make phone calls, just send a vision for you, there's, what, thousands of people I could call. Just, it's amazing. I just so grateful that I have that. And I can remember in the past, when I was doing a different 12-step food program and I was really extremely involved in AA and I moved around a lot for work and I would, you know, move to a new area and I would, before we had like the navigation systems, and I would buy the road atlas for, you know, the area I lived in, and I would drive so far. I would drive all over town. I would drive all around to get to AA meetings and connect in with people. And so, you know, my colleagues at work were always amazed at how many friends I would have when I was new to the area and how I knew my way around. And I was always welcomed everywhere I went. It was really, really, really amazing. And, you know, some of them may think and perhaps never get up. It's been a hard lesson for me, and I know for lots of other people. When I was ready to come back into program after a 20-year relapse, I was ready. I have to say for me, you know, I'm either all in or I'm all out, apparently, you know. And I was all out for 20 years until I was so sick and tired of being miserable, you know. And so when I came into the program, I entered with the desperation of a drowning woman, you know. I was desperate to do anything. And not like I didn't argue back with my sponsor a little bit, but not much. I just kept praying for the willingness. And so it has been a hard lesson for me that, you know, not everybody who reaches out for me to sponsor them is really ready to do the work. They want what I have, but they're not willing to do what I do. So, and I work the program really hard. This is, you know, one of my biggest priorities, because when I work this program, I am a much more compassionate, loving, and thoughtful and understanding wife, mother, colleague at work, friend. I am just much better everywhere else. So this has to be my priority if I want to be of service to those around me. You know, it's just, there's so much joy that I have had in being in recovery, and there's so much joy I have from working the steps. So was that time? Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. With that, I pass. And again, I'm so grateful to be in the meeting today. Thank you for your service.
And thank you, Cynthia C. Terry H., are you there?
I am. Nothing like being a little anxious and not getting the mute button to come undone. I think it was stuck. Anyway, let's go on from there. This is Terry H. I'm a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater, and I'm from Pensacola, Florida. And I do have the need to claim my seat today, and this is a great paragraph to do that because it's just full of good things. Friends galore. I've always had a lot of friends, but they didn't know anything about me. In this program, people know everything about me just about, and because I'm able to share because they share with me. And the other thing is the joy of helping. And I do find a great deal of joy with that. And the more I give, the more I receive. And it's been an amazing journey. Another thing that jumped out was some will sink and some will never get up again. But we won't stop until we've reached every man. This weekend, I called my brother to wish him happy Father's Day. We've not been close for a very long time. And anyway, he had called me earlier and he said, the last time we talked, you told me what you do. And he is, he's ready now. He said, I've been doing your diet. And I said, well, I don't diet. But anyway, the seed was planted, and that's the most important thing. All I got to do is plant the seed, and when they're ready, it will grow. And if they're not, then that's okay, because I'm not his God. I'm nobody's God. And that's good, too, because I could get people in a big mess. But anyway, what really was so exciting for me was that he said, I'm ready. I've got to do something. I'm going to die. And then this morning on the earlier meeting, there was a lot of talk about brothers and death and dying from our disease. And frankly, I'm not ready to lose my brother. We may not be the closest siblings in the world, but we are getting closer because of his two grandbabies, and we're both getting a lot of joy from that. So anyway, I guess what I'd like to say is I am so grateful for visions. I'm grateful that my recovery is progressive, just like the disease was progressive. And I'm grateful that I don't have to do everything perfectly because I can't. And learning to accept me as I am, where I am. So anyway, thank you for letting me share. And y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, Terry H. Okay, I have Maria R. followed by Mary G. So go ahead, Maria R., please.
Hi, this is Maria R., compulsive overeater. I'm in New York City. And two things spoke to me at the paragraph. The first one was some of them may sink and perhaps never get up. And that's where I was until about 1 week ago. I joined OA about 3 months ago, and I started working the steps with a sponsor, also committing my food to her every night. And then after 1 month, I thought, oh, I can do this by myself. You know, I don't need to do all this. Anyway, so, you know, for the next, I don't know, several weeks, I was just little by little getting back into the food. I could not control it at all. So about a week ago, I contacted my sponsor and I said, you know, can I start committing my food again? And thank God she said yes. And so here is the second thing that spoke to me when I heard the paragraph is to have an opportunity to recover. So she gave me another opportunity to start committing my food again and working the steps with her. And I'm so grateful because I have to say I have noticed in the last week a big change. You know, I don't have, you know, the same cravings. I'm feeling a lot less angry. So anyway, to say I'm very grateful to my sponsor for having taken me back and to this meeting is really great. So thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Maria R. Okay, Mary G., it is your turn. And after you're done sharing, I'll be taking some more names. And we're, again, if you're just coming on the line with us, we're on page 163, the fourth paragraph, so our fellow worker. So go ahead, please, Mary G.
Hi, this is Mary G. from Chicago, Illinois. A lot of this paragraph definitely stuck out. First part being, you know, our fellow worker will soon have friends galore. And the amount of people that I have spoke with over, I started Vision in May. I've been in OA, you know, regular face-to-face meetings for quite some time. But the amount of, you know, outreach and people I speak to every day is quite more than what I did previously, and it's such a joy. It's so nice to speak to OA members, and you know, friends galore. I don't know if you want to call it friends galore. That sounds good to me. And then another part that stuck out was the joy of helping others to face life again. So I started Vision in May, and we've gone through the 12 steps, my sponsor and I, and, you know, I'm now looking for a sponsee, and I've never experienced, you know, such joy. It's so nice to help another person to get out of myself. And I was talking with another member the other day, you know, about sponsoring, and she was saying, you know, how sometimes it's like almost like a selfish thing because I need to do this in order to stay well. But as much as I need to do this in order to stay well, it is such a joy. It is so great to speak to other compulsive overeaters. Someone on the line had mentioned about you know, how, you know, in recovery or half-assed recovery, you know, not answering the phone. And yesterday I had 2 missed calls from OA members, and there was a time in program when I would just kind of fluff that off and like, oh, I'll call them later, whatever, no big deal. And I made those, you know, I returned those phone calls joyfully, and it was so nice to speak to other people. So I'm finding so much joy in this program, and I'm so grateful to be on the line this morning. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Mary G. Okay, we are on page 163, the fourth paragraph that begins with, "So our fellow worker, and although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too." So I'm ready to take some more names for this fourth paragraph. Who would like to share?
Lorraine.
Okay, I heard Larry. Okay, wait,
Lorraine.
I heard Larry and some, oh, Lorraine.
Sandy.
Did I hear a Larry? Okay.
Deborah
so,
G.
Deborah G.
Lindsay A.
What would say that again?
Lindsay A.
Lindsay A. And take a couple more.
Audrey
Michelle
M. Did.
Okay, I heard Audrey, what were you?
Audrey M. Mary P. Paul. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mary P.
Barbara C.
And Barbara C. Okay, I'm not sure we can get to all of you, but let's try this. So Lorraine, Sandy, Deborah G., Lindsay A., Audrey M. T., Mary P., and Barbara C. I think I have that. So Lorraine, can I get the first initial of your last name, please?
Yes, N as in nutcase. Sorry.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this is a sweet little paragraph. What stands out for me was the sentence, "When a few men in this city have found themselves and have discovered the joy of helping others." And that's what I'm finding is happening for me. I began to find myself by working this program in Visions with a recovered sponsor. I found myself, and now I'm working with others. I'm not fond of the word sponsor, so I like working with others. And it is the biggest joy of my life right now. And I didn't want to do it. My sponsor will testify to that. I was very resistant, and once I did put my name out there, I've been sponsoring since, and I just have learned so much more about myself while working with others, and I have a long way to go. And I love that the book tells us that this is a lifetime process, so I don't have to feel like I'm in a hurry. And I have been given this opportunity to recover, and now I can offer that opportunity to others just by reading the book with them and going through the steps. It's just the most amazing thing I've ever found. And I've shared before that I was at a regular OA meeting when a woman came in and wrote this phone number on a board on the wall, and I called the number, this number that I'm talking on right now, the next day, and I've been calling it every morning ever since. The recovery that I heard is phenomenal on this line, and I never heard that in any other meeting, not like I do on Visions. So, and I do have friends galore. God, you know, I moved to Oregon 4 years ago and got right into the program, and everyone I know is in some 12-step program, which I need. I need to be surrounded by people who are trying to just do God's will as best as possible. So that's kind of where I'm at today. I have been filled with so much rage and grief over everything that's going on in the world. And I was able to call a member on this line and just do a tough 10 step and spill it all out there and cry and sob, and she helped me through it, and like I felt like I went to the mat and just duked it out. And the next day, my anger and rage was lifted, and I just feel such peace today. And I know is I just have to keep my nose in this book and keep working with others and praying. You know, I go to God first, always. That's my first go-to. And so anyway, I don't want to start repeating myself, but thanks for letting me share this morning. It's a beautiful meeting. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Lorraine N. Okay, Sandy, you're up next, followed by Deborah G. And Sandy, I need the first initial of your last name.
Hi, this is Sandy K. from Florida, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. This paragraph is really rich. There's a lot of paragraphs that are rich, but if I just read it, I don't get the full flavor, excuse the expression, of it, especially when I get on a vision call. So when I first came to program, I was, as my doctor said, obese, and I was depressed, and I lived to eat. And that was really, really sad because my son was a baby, and I found program when he was 3. He's now 38. But I remember how sad I was. I'd look at pictures and forget my weight. It was, my eyes were so sad. I really didn't have any friends. And since program, since my recovery, even since the first day I walked into my first room, I do have a gallery of friends in and out of the program, mostly in, but also out. And that wouldn't be unless I had worked all the steps and was able to get rid of the garbage of my past that was holding my self-esteem way below street level. And there were a few people who I came into program with like the same week. Not everyone is still in it. I still have an excellent friend all these years, and we're really, really close. And I have other friends, not just to call up and talk on the phone, but who I actually would socialize with once I get out of my house now. And then helping other people, I always, almost without exception, think to myself, I'm hoping the person I'm sponsoring is getting at least half as much as I get. And it is, as somebody else said, the most beautiful thing when you see recovery in someone else and you can show them, if they can't see it yet, where they were and where they are now. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sandy K. Deborah G., it is your turn, followed by Lindsay A.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Deborah, recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, Kathy, for your chair and everyone that's made this meeting possible and all the shares. I think that's part of that reading. You know, I have a wonderful experience in doing this program and working those beautiful 12 steps. And so having had that experience and had that awakening and spiritual experience, I'm able to be there for someone in the program, whether they're new, sharing on the phone my experience in doing the steps, or outside of the room, not doing the steps, but my experience that there is a solution that has helped me. And that, in turn, helps whoever in the community comes into my life. And I'm so grateful for that I can be that walking big book and share that so they can be free from this compulsive disease. And I, too, recently did a 10th step and got the freedom and the release and the relief from doing that. They're just amazing. It's just a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I want to continue to share that with other people. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah G. Okay, Lindsay A., you are up, followed by Audrey M.T.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lindsay A. I'm a compulsive overeater. From this passage, I know it's inspiring to think that, like, this group of people didn't know each other. They're connected through one single common bond, and they don't know what they're doing, really. They're just kind of all in it together, trial and error. But they have, like, one goal, to stay recovered and spread recovery. And I think that's a good reminder of, like, my only job, really, in this world right now is to do the same. And I forget that. I forget that it's not my job to, like, go out and perform well and make all the money and make everyone like me and control the world. Like, it's not my job to be God. And one of the earlier shares just reminded me of the idea of perfectionism. Not directly related to the reading, but it's what my heart is really holding on to right now. And I just had this revelation here on my walk, hearing you all talk, that, like, I think I actually still believe that I can do this perfectly. And that is the reason I keep getting so mad at myself when I do one tiny thing, quote unquote, wrong, because I have this wrong belief that I actually can do it perfectly. And when I had that realization, like, 10 minutes ago, I got chills, because I think this is, like, a breakthrough. For me, I need to step back and, like, not only can I not do it perfectly, I don't think I'm supposed to, because that would mean that I'm not human. That would mean that I am God, and I know I certainly am not. But the way that sometimes I act out and the way I respond to stuff that happens in the world sometimes leads me to think that, oh my God, I think I'm God-like. I just feel really humbled right now, and I'm grateful to have had this little experience with you all on the phone. And, you know, I'm in awe of this community, and I'm just super grateful for you all to be there and share that with me. So thank you. And I pass.
Thank you, Lindsay A. Okay, Audrey MT, you're up, followed by Mary P.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your service, moderator, and everyone who makes this meeting happen. And thank you, everyone who shared before me. It's so weird now that we have the don't share every 3 days that there's actually space to share, you know, like there's like quiet moments for people to jump in. And so I'm used to just listening. So I'm not used to talking. And in relation to this, oh, I just lost it. In relation to this, this reading, when a few men in the city have found themselves and discovered the joy of helping others to face life again, there will be no stopping until everyone in that town has had his opportunity to recover if he can and will. And so I've been working the steps since the OA birthday party. I was able to meet, I hung out in the vision room. I'm from LA, but I hung out in the vision room. And, you know, I was able to meet my sponsor, which is such a blessing for most of us who, you know, our only connection is through this phone line and on the phone. And I'm on the 11th step, and I've been really rigorous about doing the steps. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm a recovered bulimic, and I have been in program for 27 years. And the food, you know, baffles me. And I have a food plan, and I'm neutral against my alcoholic foods, but I'm in the foods I can eat, and I'm eating too much, and I had a physical injury and I'm not able to work out. And my physician, my primary care, just said, Audrey, you need to be in better shape. Even though I had like neurosurgery at the beginning, there's all the excuses. You know, I can come up, I'm really cunning. I've been around, I've heard it, I've had sponsees. But I made my first
10-step call the other day. I'm so warmed by it. It almost brings me to tears that someone would just say, come on, let's do a 10-step. And I was like, well, I know how, right? I have the little format. It's sitting right here next to me. And we just did it. And it was just the kindest thing. In my 27 years in face-to-face OA, I've just like not experienced that. And knowing that all of you in this little underground Facebook app, you know, that 11-step train thing going on, I want to get on board. I want to get on board, and I'm willing.
Time, please.
I'm willing, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Audrey MT. Okay, I have Mary P. and Barbara C. And if you want to both take 2.5 minutes, we should be able to make this work. So go ahead, Mary P., please. Star 1 to unmute, Mary. Okay, I'm going to move on to Barbara C. Can you star 1 to unmute, Barbara?
Hi, this is Barbara C. from Southern California. And can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Barbara.
Okay. So grateful to be here. Thank you, everyone, for your service. And I'm grateful to be in this meeting. I've been in OA, an abstinent for 18 years, but and 100-pounder. But the last few years, I've had a lot of struggles in my personal life. And so my food hasn't been clean the way I want it. And I started doing the forms with people in Vision, and I was amazed by that. And the thing that this paragraph really hit me was that it talked about some of them may sink and perhaps never get up. And then the other part is discover the joy of helping others. So in the years I've been in OA, I've always had a sponsor, and I've always sponsored. I've gotten such joy in working with others. But the thing about Vision is I feel like every time I read stuff, it's at a deeper level. And one of the things that's really come up for me is that in the years that I sponsored, I have about 10 or 15 years ago, I had 3 sponsees that I was instructed to let go because my sponsor didn't think they were ready and I wasn't helping them. And I have such a conviction of I didn't do it right now. I just feel such sadness about letting these 3 women go. And maybe they weren't ready, but I'm thinking I might have been too harsh. And that's the thing about the steps is it always leads me to what is my part in difficulties. And so I know I need to do a form on that and really have softness toward them and me, because I one of them was so upset when I told her that she wasn't ready, or the way I said it was probably horrible. And she just wept. And I saw her at the OA birthday party and LA, and she was just weeping. And I just think about it, I feel such horror that I haven't, like, in these years really reached out to her. And you know, that's the thing about this program. I mean, because I feel pretty much in these years that I've really made my amends, and I feel really good about that. But yet this really has on my heart, and I don't think it's by chance that I'm reading this today. But the joy of helping others that are ready, I mean, that is clear too. And walk beside young and old women who are redoing their lives. And there's such hope in this program. And I'm so grateful that I'm finally willing to look at all parts of my food and the ingredients. And there's a freedom in that. And I'm so grateful for all of you. And I have so much to learn. And that's what's wonderful about this work, is that every time you read it, there's something new. Thank you all so much, and have a good abstinent day today, everybody.
And thank you, Barbara C. Okay, that brings us to the end of our meeting. And so I just want to thank all of you who shared these really great shares today, and enjoyed all of you. And a special thanks to our team Monday, Martha M., Terry S., KP, Brandy M., Don B., Janice PM, and Mo H. And we will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So Brandy M., will you please read a vision for you?
Sure. Thanks, Kathleen. Brandy M., recovered compulsive eater, food addict.
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to fault and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the roads of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you safe until then.